Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Usually, a change in music means a change in dancing partners. But I doubted this would be applicable at the moment. I mean, I was at a swanky party with my husband and his friend, who had come with his wife. We'd organized a private party so we could spend time together after a few months of no contact. But I didn't think my husband would want me dancing with another man, friend or not. Well, I was wrong. My husband whirled me around and spun me away from him. His friend, Austin Powers, spun his wife away at the exact same time. I fell into Austin's arms. He grabbed me at once, his strong arms encircling my body. I gasped. Austin was holding me a little too tight. I would have no problem if these were my husband's arms, but definitely not the arms of another man. I turned around to catch my husband's reaction. He was watching me with a smile, but it wasn't his smile that caught my attention. Instead, it was the woman in his arms, in my place. Austin's wife was in his arms, following his lead as he danced to the soft, sensual music playing in the background. My husband nodded, giving me the go-ahead to dance with his friend. Once I had his permission, I could no longer resist. I swayed in Austin's arms, and then I felt his arms glide down my body until I could feel him at my lower back, just above my ass. I looked up into his eyes and caught a rather amorous look in them. For the first time, I noted that his eyes were an enchanting gray. I stared intently in them, noting his pupils dilate as he watched me. His eyelids were heavy, his eyes drooping as though he had some desire I was yet to know of. He pulled me forward so I fell into his arms, my body barely even an inch away from his, leaving no sliver of space between us. My breasts were flat against his chest, my stomach pressing into the slight protrusion of his stomach. He held me close as we kept dancing, and then I felt something hard poking me. I gulped. I tried not to look down. I knew that if I looked down, I would find a bulge in his pants. It poked me again, harder this time. Before I could react, Austin grabbed my left thigh and placed it on his right hip. I was wearing a sleeveless long red dress with a side slit which extended from the hem toward my left hip. When Austin positioned my leg like that, the fabric of my dress fell away to reveal my thigh. I turned towards my husband just in time to see him guiding Austin's wife to her knees. The woman whipped out my husband's cock and quickly shoved it into her mouth. The feel of Austin's hands all over my thighs returned my attention to him. He heaved a breath. I could tell he liked what he saw when he looked at me. I didn't want to brag, but I was more endowed than his wife. My breasts were so full, they were almost spilling out of my dress. He wanted to taste them already, so he went for them at once. He lowered his face to my chest, shoved down the thin straps of my dress, and yanked down the neckline to reveal my breasts. There was no bra in the way of my breasts, so he took my left nipple into his mouth at once. He sucked hard on it, his hungry mouth showing no mercy. I wobbled where I stood. When he sucked my breasts, my knees started to feel rubbery, making me wobble in my high-heeled strap sandals. I grabbed him for support and dropped my left leg to the ground. A moan escaped me. The sound was so soft and raspy. It drove Austin crazy with need, prompting him to act like a savage beast. He growled, his voice low and guttural. He rammed me into the wall and clamped down on my nipple with his teeth. The man was fierce. I loved it. I'd been trying so hard to not encourage my steadily building desire for another man. But when I heard his wife moaning as my husband fucked her, I couldn't hold back anymore. From the corner of my eye, I could see him fucking her against a couch. He pounded her hard and fast, each move of his cock causing her to cry out like a dirty little slut. At this point, I couldn't hold back anymore. I unbuckled Austin's jeans, shoved his pants down his legs, and grabbed his cock. But he was not about to let me take the reins of control. He pinned me down with a kiss, and after he had shoved my panties to my ankle, he lifted my right leg off the floor and placed it on his left thigh. Once my leg was right where he wanted it, he planted his cock at my opening. I shuddered against the wall. The man was huge, so huge that I feared he couldn't fully enter my tight pussy. But he didn't share my fears. Even if he did, he didn't let it show. He pushed forward, tearing my pussy lips apart with his girth. As he slowly slid inside of me, I tried to pry my back off the wall, but he pinned me down and held me in place until he was halfway inside of me. And then he leaned away from me. My pussy was tight around his cock, treating him to a massage as he started to work his way up and down. He started off slow, matching the pace of the music which permeated the room. But then, he picked up pace. Each thrust of his cock knocked me out of breath. He fucked me hard and deep, his balls dangling against my thighs. And my husband was there to witness it all.